This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good. So we're up to Simon Chof Hey, Sif Yud Gimel. Important Sif, discussing when should you take your tefillin off? Right, this is the big question. When should you take your tefillin off? So says the Mechaber in Sif Yud Gimel, Noagu ha'olam shelo lachlo is tefillin ad achar kedushas uvolat zion. You should only take your tefillin off after the kedusha of uvolat zion, which is the, you know, the beginning part of uvolat zion, va'atz kodesh, etc., etc. Says the Rama, v'yesh mishekosov al tzad ha'kabbalah. From a Kabbalistic point of view, says the Rama, shelo lachlo is ad she'omar bohem sholosh kedushas va'arba kedeshim. You should only take your tefillin off after you said sholosh kedushas Va'arba Kadeshin. Now we'll see what that means. The Mishnah Berurah is going to say there's a Tor Sofer here, so let's hold off on that. Tahayin l'acha Kadesh Yosem. After Kadesh Yosem. V'hochinagim ha-medakdakim, and that is how the medakdakim, those in particular, that's how they behave. Says Mishnah Berurah. Na'agu ha'ilam. We'll do the rest of the Sif in a second. Na'agu ha'ilam. Sif nun hei. Sif kot nun hei. V'yesh she'ein mashin aleim yosem l'achiyuv. There are those who keep their tefillin on very minimally. In other words, they don't want to keep their tefillin on too long. Why? The srichin guf noki. To wear tefillin, you need to have a guf noki, a clean body. And therefore, it depends on each person. If a person does not have a guf noki, he'll pass wind, then you've got to take your tefillin off. That's the reason why nowadays we don't wear tefillin all day, because we can't keep that level of guf noki. And in the name of the Arizal, they write that he would keep his tefillin on beyond this until Al Kain, the second paragraph of Oleinu. On a day where there is a bris, the minhag is we don't take off after the mila. Now, well, just by the way, why? Because mila is an ois and tefillin is an ois, and therefore we keep the tefillin on. What if the bris took place on Rosh Chodesh, where you take your tefillin off before Musaf? So if you look at note 65 in the Dirshu, which Mr. Shem will get for all joiners, v'im ha'mila hu b'rosh chodesh, if the mila is on Rosh Chodesh, kosov ha'shulchan malachim, she'ba'al bris ha'noeg lilbesh tefillin b'shas ha'mila. Interesting, the ba'al bris. It's mashma, not everyone else. Yeah, not all the people in the shul. I guess it's nice if they do, but they don't have to. Yachzer v'yilbash ha'tefillin achar musaf l'kovet ha'mila. He should put his tefillin back on afterwards in honor of the bris mila. And also, by the way, he says, l'in Purim, you don't take your tefillin off on Purim morning until after the Megillah. Why not? Mishum shadashu chazal, the Gemara says in the Megillah, v'yikar elu tefillin. And therefore, lahutim hoisa, you know, erev hoisa, etc. And the vikar is elu tefillin. Therefore, the minhag is you keep your tefillin on during the Kriyas Megillah. Continues the Mishnah Berurah. Ki mila hi ois, or tefillin heim ois, because tefillin and mila are both oises. Now, nun vav, shalosh kedushas. You take them off after shalosh kedushas. Says the Mishnah Berurah, tos soifahu. There's a mistake in the text here. Uve emes sarech loma, but emes, it should say, shalosh kadeshim v'arba kedushas. The other way around. Shalosh kadeshim and arba kedushas. Why? Ki baruchu is Hashem nechshav chado. The first kedushas is baruchu. Shidovash b'kedusha. U'kedushas sofa b'rua shnia. The kedusha of sofa b'rua, which is the part just before Shema in the Birchas Kriya Shema, before Shema. That's the second one. U'kedushas uvolat zion is the third one. So you've got three kedushas. U'shloisha kadishim. What are the shloisha kadishim? Chatzi Kaddish, Kodem Baruch Hu, that's one. So you've got your tefillin on for these three Kaddishes. Number one is the one before Baruch Hu. For Chatzi Kaddish Achash Shvilas Yutches, and you've got Chatzi Kaddish after Shmin Esra. For Kaddish Shalem Achu Uvolat Zion, and the Kaddish Shalem after Uvolat Zion. So therefore, you should definitely keep it on until the Kaddish after Uvolat Zion. Interestingly, the Dirsh in 68, what if you wear a Rabbeinu Tam tefillin? So it says, the Mishnah says in 68, V'amaniach tefillin de Rabbeinu Tam, ach shechola tefillin de Rashi, kosev lekaman shelo yachlos is tefillin de Rashi ad la'acha hazman ha'mavu kan. V'lo miyadach kedush shmin esra. So therefore, if you wear a Rabbeinu Tam, the tefillin shel Rashi should still keep according to these rules, and therefore only take them off after the Kaddish of Avodat Zion, and then you do see people wearing Rabbeinu Tam to do it during Chazaras Hashatz, but that's what the Mishnah Berurah says here. U'mekom makom mashma, p'rim god m'sha'achrinim, t'im b'mekom sh'nagim l'ma Kaddish Yosem b'chol yom achalenu, where, like we do, we say Kaddish Yosem after Aleinu, which is much later, which is after Avodat Zion, toiv shel lachas adachat Kaddish Yosem. Okay. So what are the orders? You should not take your tefillin off until after the kedusha of after Volat Zion, and it's preferable to wait until after the Kaddish Yosem after Oleinu. Right? I don't know about you, but I sometimes slip to this. The people who are wrapping up their tefillin or putting away their talis when the Kaddish is being said, that's not correct. And he says in 69, even during Chazaras HaShatz, you shouldn't be wrapping up your tefillin. Right? You should be listening to Chazaras HaShatz. It's very important to focus. It's very hard to do this. But to not, when you're in the middle of wrapping up your tefillin, and to stop, and to be focusing on the Kaddish, it's a hard thing to do. One should try very hard to be mechaven during saying Yehesh Mei Rabbo, K'mavu L'kavim B'Simen Nunval, B'Tur V'Shulchan Aruch. Listen to this. V'Amein Yehesh Mei Rabbo Hu Oid B'Madrega G'voh Yes Mekdusha. It's higher than Kedusha. So whatever kavon you want to have during Kedusha, Amein Yehesh Mei Rabbo is more. It's definitely not worse than other brachos. During brachos, you shouldn't be doing any other activity. Okay, let's carry on the mechaba. Says the mechaba, when the day of Kriyas HaTorah, you shouldn't take them off before you take the Sefer Torah and put it back in the Aron. V'hainu, says the Ramah, b'mokm shemachnis na Torah la'achu volat tzion goyel. Aval, that's Nusach Sfar. Aval fi minag medinas elu, but Nusach Ashkenaz, shemachnis na Torah miyad la'achu kriya. We put the Sefer Torah back in Nusach Ashkenaz immediately after we lay in. Ein l'chaltzim rak k'moy b'shayomim, you shouldn't take them off. Like in any other day, d'hainu, you should wait till after the Kedusha of after of volat tzion. Says the Mishnah Berurah, let's just do the Mishnah Berurah on these points. Achi Chazru, Remez Adovar, because it's the Pasuk, says, Vayavra Malkom Lifnehem, Hainu HaSefer Torah, Vahashem Bereisham, etc. Vayanichu, but that's with reference to Tefillin. Vayanichu Behechel, Vahacholtzim Kaidem, and someone, for whatever reason, you got to rush out, you're in a hurry or whatever, and you need to take your Tefillin off, whilst the Sefer Torah is out, I'll call upon him Yizoyash Lo Yachloitz HaShel Rosh Befnei Sefer Torah. You shouldn't take your Tefillin HaShel Rosh off immediately in front of the Sefer Torah. It's considered disrespectful. You should move to the side or whatever, look away. But the shelyad, where it's not exposed, it's under your jacket or whatever, if it's wearing under your talis godel, then that would be okay. That would be mutter. Okay, let's go back to the mission, to the mechaba. When do you take your tefillin off on Rosh Chodesh? This is the big question. If you take it off before Musaf, says the Rama, v'u'adin b'cholamoid, and so too in cholamoid, v'dafka b'mokam sh'omri b'musaf kudushas keser. That's dafka when you say keser in the kudusha of Musaf. Miu, however, nagim nesalkim kodem Musaf b'chol mokam. The minhag is, and that's the prevalent minhag nowadays, that we take our tefillin off before Musaf on Rosh Chodesh. Says the Mishnah Berurah, achas she'chziru ha'sefer Torah b'heichel, we take them off after the Kaddish before Tefillas Musaf. So that's what we're all familiar with. The Mishnah Berurah says there seems to be a bit of a pressure. Everyone should take them off quickly. You know, why is it people take them off quickly before we say Musaf? So in footnote 74, he explains, on Rosh Chodesh, when you say Kaddish before Musaf, take the tefillin off after the Kaddish before Musaf, but do it quickly. Bia b'shalat shuvas shevet halevi, Rav Vozne explains, shu kadei shelo yehi hefzik bein ha-Kaddish to tefillas Musaf. There shouldn't be a big gap between the Kaddish and Musaf, or masha ha-Kaddish Musaf ala Ashrei, or volat tzion shelefonov, even though that Kaddish is going on Ashrei and volat tzion, yeah, and it's not going on Musaf. However, the mikol makom u'tzorech ha-tefillah, it's considered the tzorech of the tefillah, we should try and juxtapose the kedusha de musaf of a volat, the kedusha de sidra that we say in a volat tzion with musaf. Therefore, there shouldn't be a big gap. Continues the Mishnah Berurah. Over Elia Rabba, cause of the Rosh Chodesh Yachlutz Ach Kedusha Volat Tzion. He says that you take them off after the kedusha of Volat Tzion. Kedem Shem Yiratzim Ufanecho, etc. Velo Yamtin Melecholtzom Adach Kaddish Kedesh Lelhafzik Ben Kaddish Tefila. There shouldn't be a hefzik between the Kaddish and the Tefila. Okay, Samach. Vehu Adin Bechol Amoed. Since there are those who are of the opinion that you should not be wearing tefillin at all on Chol HaMoed, because it comes in Siman Lamed Hei, yemaher lachal tzim kodem halel. And that's what we do. We take them off after Shemoneh Esrei of Shachris before Halel, v'hashatz acha halel. And the shatz takes it off after Halel. And I must be honest, I haven't seen that. In those shuls where they wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed, I see that the Baal Tefillah takes them off before he does Chazoras HaShatz. But as the Mishnah Berurah says, that the Shliach Tzibur should take them off after Halel. V'chol HaMoed shel Sukkos, on Sukkos, sheyesh p'nai bo'ishim mamtina la'esra, because there's a bit more time, people are taking a little of Esrog, etc. Av shahashatz yachlotz koidim Halel, even the Shliach Tzibur takes them off before Halel. Hanogin lilbosh kol hayom, those people who wear Tefillin all day, yachzor v'yilbosh b'rosh chodesh achat tefillas Musaf, you take them off before Musaf, and then you put them back on later. You don't make another brach when you put them back on. Because your intention when you took them off is to put them back on after Musaf. You don't wear them, you don't put them back on. For those who have the custom to wear them on Shachris, you don't put them on again, even those people who normally wear. And those people who wear Rabbeinu Tam, on Chol HaMoed, they don't wear Rabbeinu Tam tefillin at all. They can put them on after Musaf. Or they could take them off before Volatzion Shal Rashi, and then they put on the Rabbeinu Tam during when they say Volatzion. Kedushas Keseh Pirush. B'makom she'anu omrim nekadesh for Nusach Ashkenaz. When we say nekadesh, the Musaf omrim b'ksas makom is Keseh yitnu lecha. So why have you got to take it off before Keseh? Lochein ein nochen lius oz Keseh shatfin olav. It's not wrong. We're giving you a crown, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's not appropriate that we also wear a crown at that time. If by mistake, you know, you're halfway through the Musaf Shemoneh Esrei on Rosh Chodesh, and you realize you haven't taken the tefillin off, lo yichalt same beemtzah. You don't take them off in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. It's only rak minhaga. It's only a minhag to take it off before that Shemoneh Esrei. B'chol makom, hataz kosov nednoeg she'ena cholis b'musaf. If someone has a minhag not to take his tefillin off on Musaf, on Rosh Chodesh, don't have to complain against him, don't worry. Because we like say in Nusach Ashkenaz, you don't actually say Keser. I heard about one particular Godel Echad, he didn't take his tefillin off before Musaf. But the rest of us, we should make sure that we don't change from the minhag and we take our tefillin off. So just to summarize, on a regular day, you should only take the tefillin off after the Kaddish, after Volatzion, not before. There are those, the Ariza writes to wait till after the Kaddish Yosem, after Oleinu. The Ariza says after Alkein Kavecha, or certainly the Medaktikim, the Ramah says to wait until after the Kaddish Yosem, after Oleinu. And on other days, on Halel, on Chol HaMoed, to take it off before Halel, after Shachris of Musaf, and on Rosh Chodesh, after the Kaddish before Musaf. Seder.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.